It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Las Cruces City officials say that as a special holiday gift, Road Runner Transit is hosting a fare-free day today in observance of the holiday season. Road Runner's Transit holiday route is underway until 3 o'clock this afternoon. City officials say that Road Runner Transit will be closed tomorrow and January 1st in observance of Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Moving on, Alzheimer's disease is the fifth leading cause of death for people 65 and over in America. In New Mexico, our aging population is growing at a faster rate than most other states, so the New Mexico chapter of the Alzheimer's Association is looking to the next legislative session to prepare. Casey Counts spoke with the chapter's public policy director, Tommy Hernandez, about what that entails.
Hernandez says the first order of business when the legislature meets next month is to bring awareness to lawmakers of the reality of what the state is facing.
Second to that, there are many things our state can do to intervene, to offset, to help against this this public health crisis that is looming. And that includes things such as data collection. We know that the more data we have available to organizations like ours, the better we can deploy and dispatch and utilize the resources that we have to help family caregivers, to help clinicians better understand how to, you know, why the importance of a early cognitive decline assessment is important. So we are looking to increase awareness, but we're also looking for other key ways our legislators can do that, such as, again, more public awareness campaigns. We want to encourage our legislators to mandate that clinicians perform these cognitive decline assessment tests. We would like the Medicare and Medicaid system to be adequately invested specifically with the waiver program. There are many forms of ways that our legislators can improve the fight against Alzheimer's, better help us in our fight against Alzheimer's. So we're going to be looking at many ways and exploring many options with our state legislative officials.
Would you say that they have been responsive in the past?
You know, I'm very happy you asked that question, because I am very excited to say yes, and I could say that with just absolute enthusiasm, because I'm very happy and very fortunate to go back to our constituents and say, in the last legislative session, we introduced a bill that would improve and enhance greatly the missing person notification system. Now, I think we all know what a silver alert is, but what we also understood in analyzing it was that it was very outdated. I take as example the Amber Alert. Whenever a child that matches the criteria for an Amber Alert, whenever a child is reported missing, people of the immediate area where the child was last seen, for example, people will get text messages sent to their cell phones, and there will be billboards on roadways, and the media will get involved, and the radio will get involved. And what we're asking for is those same methods of trying to locate the missing person. We want those to be applied to someone who is elderly and has gone missing and maybe suffers from a cognitive decline or other brain disease. So we were happy to introduce that piece of legislation that would enhance those silver alert notifications. And we introduced that legislation. It was actually the 50th bill passed in the legislature, which was a milestone by really any standard. And it received complete bipartisan support through and throughout. And we were very happy to see that that bill was made a priority and was signed into law as the 50th bill. So we are very excited about the success we enjoyed earlier this year in the 60-day session. And we are very much looking forward to the legislative session that will begin on January 21st of 2020.
Tommy, how does a family with a loved one suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia connect with the Alzheimer's Association, and then what does the association actually do for them?
You know, that's a great question, and I think we have done very, very well since 1983. That's how long the Alzheimer's Association New Mexico chapter has been serving families across all four corners of our state. But we have done an excellent job, particularly I have to give the kudos to our program staff here. They've done an excellent job of clinician outreach. So they have done well to let everybody know in the healthcare system, everybody they've touched, to say, if you do provide someone with a diagnosis, please let them know that there are many free resources. In fact, everything that we do here at the association is completely free. Everything from respite care to caregiver courses to various other forms of support. So one, we are doing our part to do our outreach to the clinicians and all the healthcare professionals. Second to that, we are very proud of our media partners like you, for example, who have hosted us on the show several times before, so that way your listeners understand that we are here to help and we're not going anywhere.
Hear my full interview with Public Policy Director for the Alzheimer's Association New Mexico Chapter, Tommy Hernandez, at KRWG.org. For KRWG Public Media, this is KC Counts.